From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Thursday, September 19th. Researchers have developed a new modeling tool that may help officials better understand how wildfires spread through communities. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The new model simulates fire behavior at the wildland-urban interface. Understanding those complicated dynamics can help planners assess risk and develop new strategies to make their communities safer. According to a paper published by UC Berkeley, the new model is the first of its kind to integrate the many factors that contribute to disastrous fires. That includes things like building construction and location, ember spread, and fire intensity. Researchers collected data from two large fires to test the model. They used the Tubbs Fire, which devastated Santa Rosa in 2017 and destroyed more than 5,000 structures, and the Thompson Fire, which raged in Southern California that same year. Those simulations were 70% to 85% predictive, but right now there's only enough data to run simulations in a few areas in California. Assembling data for the entire state is the next step in the model's development. The hope is that in time the program can be refined enough for officials and even homeowners to use. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Butte County is leading the state with the highest number of human West Nile virus cases. 10 cases out of the 51 in California are in Butte County. Other North State counties have also seen human cases of the virus. Shasta County just detected its first human case this year on September 12th. The county's Health and Human Services Agency reports the person is recovering. West Nile virus is transmitted by mosquito bites. Residents can avoid bites by draining standing water in their yards, wearing effective insect repellent, and staying indoors at dusk and dawn, when mosquitoes are most active. At least 6 people have died from complications related to the virus, including 1 person in Butte County and 1 in Tehama County. And a new campaign aims to restore Chico's El Rey Theater and turn it into a performing arts space. The Save the El Rey organization is working to raise funds to preserve and renew the historic landmark. The theater was put up for sale this year, and its future is uncertain. Dustin Vaught is a board member with Save the El Rey.
Our initial campaign is to raise $1 million, and that $1 million encompasses us putting, purchasing, getting the building, and then also operating expenses for the first year, and really putting the money back into the building for key infrastructure repairs.
The organization will be hosting a Save the Ferries bike ride fundraiser. The fundraiser, in part, honors the El Rey's ferry murals, which were painted on its walls decades ago.
We're going to ride our bikes, listen to some music, have fun, dress up as a ferry, be all whimsical, like we're in a fantasy novel. It's going to be a good time.
It will take place at One Mile Park at 10 a.m. on September 28th. Tickets are a suggested $20 donation, and the proceeds will go to Save the El Rey. And Plumas County residents have just one more week to take their green waste to the Chester Transfer Station. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, the Chester Green Waste Program will be suspended for the winter season starting on Saturday, September 28th. It will resume again in spring. It's open 9 to 5, Friday through Tuesday, and closed from noon to 12:30. And in other news, a major wetland restoration project in the Delta has been completed. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the completion of the Lookout Slough project was celebrated yesterday with a levee breaching in Solano County. The project allows tidal water to flow over 3,000 acres of restored habitat for the first time in a century. It's the largest tidal wetland restoration project in the Delta's history. The Lookout Slough restoration started in June 2022. It included building over 3 miles of levees to provide 100-year flood protection, excavating open tidal channels, and restoring native habitat to support sensitive fish and other wildlife species. And finally, the California State Assembly began hearings yesterday for its special session on lowering gas prices. CAP Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
According to GasBuddy, the average cost per gallon of gas in California is $4.70. That's about $1.50 above the national average. Ahead of this month's price surge, Governor Gavin Newsom called a special session to consider ways to lower gas prices. Assembly lawmakers started proceedings with informational hearings. Members heard from petroleum executives and market researchers on the state's fuel production, storage, and pricing. Their next hearing will focus on Newsom's proposal to require refiners to maintain minimum fuel inventories, a plan Republican lawmakers in the oil industry argue won't lead to lower prices at the pump. From the state capitol, Laura Fitzgerald, CAP Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, September 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.